One Health is not a new concept. Actually, it is a very old concept, as what joins or is the relationship between animal health, human health, and all the environmental aspects of our planet. So everything is connected. This is basically that. So after the pandemics, the World Health Organization plus FAO and the World Organization of Animal Health and also the environmental sectors of the United Nations, they form a quadripartite organization. So all four organizations form a quadripartite in order to work more specifically in One Health.
We want to thank the innovative companies and products whose support and trust make this podcast possible.
Through innovative solutions, cutting-edge research, and world-class experts, Boehringer Ingelheim helps producers operate with complete confidence. Learn more at bi-animalhealth.com. Get your full value from start to finish with Elanco.
Welcome to the Swine Health Black Belt Podcast, the latest swine health research digested for you. My name is Dr. Clayton Johnson. I'm the host of the podcast. Joining me in our podcast studios this week is Dr. Janice Zanella. Dr. Zanella is a visiting scientist with the USDA based out of Ames, Iowa. Janice, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. If you would, why don't you give the audience a little introduction and your background?
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Clayton. Yes, I'm a veterinarian. I work in virology, and recently I was appointed as a visiting scientist at USDA in Ames, Iowa. I work also as a visiting scholar at Iowa State University, and I'm a scientist from the Brazilian Agricultural Research Corporation in Brazil, Embrapa.
Janice, you're joining us today to talk a little bit about One Health and veterinary medicine. And I know you've had the opportunity to participate in an expert panel on One Health and veterinary medicine sponsored by the World Health Organization. You want to talk to us a little bit about One Health, you know, in general, what is it? Is it a new concept? How do we define it? And then ultimately, what does it mean to veterinarians to be a part of One Health going forward?
Oh, yes. One Health is not a new concept. Actually, it is a very old concept, as what joins or is the relationship between animal health, human health, and all the environmental aspects of our planet. So everything is connected. This is basically that. So after the pandemics, the World Health Organization plus FAO and the World Organization of Animal Health and also the environmental sectors of the United Nations, they form a quadripartite organization. So all four organizations form a quadripartite in order to work more specifically in One Health. So a panel was created in 2001, and I was a part of that panel. I was the only representative of my country in Brazil. So there were 26 experts. So the first part of this, the first term was from 2021 to 2023, and was mostly to find or to design the science behind One Health, what had to be done. So regarding surveillance, what are the tools that are available in order to monitor or to study One Health, to design the new concept. So, and then all these plans, plan of action. So what are the countries going to do regarding One Health? So the second term now is more to implement. So how the countries are going to implement. So the profile of the experts now are more like social science, economists, policymakers, lawyers. So it's more of this characteristic. Not much the scientific part of One Health, but how to do it, how all these sectors are going to work together, how those disciplines are going to work together. So this is about the panel. So regarding the role of us veterinarians in One Health, well, I always say that One Health is not just zoonosis. One Health is much more than zoonosis. So that was something that I used to think when I thought about One Health. Well, the animal gets sick or gets infected by a wild animal, goes to the domestic production, and then is transmitted to the person through contact or food. No. So it's not just that. You have to think about all the other aspects. First of all, there are some diseases that people are not paying attention that are coming back. Some diseases that were not important, but today they are important. So some diseases transmitted by mosquitoes in some areas, like colder areas or countries that are now being important. So some tropical diseases and some diseases that, like I said, that are emerging or getting expanded through climate change or migration or war or even globalization. So if you think about it, by 2050, so we're going to have over 10 billion people in this planet. People are going to eat. So for that, it's going to increase the production of food. Right? To produce more food, you need more water, you need more energy. So you need more animals, more protein. And most of these people are, those populations that are going to increase are from developing countries. So they're going to make more money. They're going to eat more protein. So the commerce is going to, this is why I think our profession as the veterinarians, we have, many faces. So we can go and look at many aspects of not just animal production or animal diseases, but we also have an interaction with public health. We also have an interaction with biomedical research. You see all the animal models, all the research, even in reproductive medicine, right? In diseases, in cancer, in vaccine, in viral diseases, for example. So there's also this interface with other professions. So we work with many other professions, right? Like I said, statisticians, agronomists, and economists. So for veterinary overseas, not just the animal, but also the tutor, the person, and the other species, sometimes goes to attend, to have a call and go to the farm or, and sees other species, the relationship. So even today, like we're seeing, like some diseases, they're changing, like even influenza. Well, I've studied influenza. So we never thought that cattle was going to get infected. You see all these problems, not just with domestic, but also pets. Cats are also very susceptible to avian influenza. So all these marine animals, so not just birds, but also mammals. So this is something that we have to address, the risk factors for emergence of diseases and how we are going to get nutritious food, safe food. Not even talking about antimicrobials, that is also one important aspect of One Health. So this is just to give an overall idea how important is the veterinary medicine to out of this concept because of all this new thing that we don't really know how to deal right? And the pandemic came and gave us this, you know, this lesson, I guess, so that we have to think about it.
Yeah.
Salmonella presents significant challenges to pig health and performance and poses food safety risks to humans. As the first and only vaccine offering live attenuated strains of both Salmonella cholera suis and Typhimurium, Enterasol Salmonella TC from Boehringer Ingelheim protects pigs against both serotypes with a single oral dose. Talk to your Boehringer Ingelheim representative to learn more.
You know, you bring up the pandemic, Janice, it makes me mindful of the fact that the health community has lost a lot of credibility with most people from the pandemic. We couldn't make tests. We gave recommendations that went back and forth all the time. Veterinarians probably also get linked into that loss of credibility, I have to imagine, right? Even though it's not, we might not like that, but the reality is, to most normal people, we probably get lumped in together. What do veterinarians need to do, Janice, to make sure we are credible in this discussion on One Health topics going forward? What do we need to do to make sure that our voice is heard and that we are seen as scientifically credible and capable representers of animal health?
Well, that's a very good question. I think that's always, we have to think about science, right? And give the right message, because sometimes, pandemics, they're not new, you know. They've been happening in our humankind for, you know, many, many years. So if you think about the Black Death, if you think about the Spanish flu, if you think about the smallpox, you know, and all those diseases killed millions of people. So at that time, there were very few resources. So, but then, every time that a pandemic came, there was like many challenges, many uncertainties, and a lot of people are scared, you know. People are scared. What's going to be like us? Well, when is things going to be over? Can I have like in 1 year where I'm going to be? So am I going to die? You know, things like that. Are we having the vaccine? Is the vaccine safe? So. And, what pandemics have taught us is that if it wasn't because of the Spanish flu, for example, we didn't have the World Health Organization. So, you know what I mean? So what pandemic, they have taught us a lot, especially epidemiology, you know, how diseases happen, how it's transmitted, you know, things like that. What are the risks? So what I say is that we have to think about the science behind it. You know, we have to think about the science, and sometimes we don't know everything, right? We have to do and learn how these things are going to happen. One thing that we know that is that we are having more pandemics. We are having shorter intervals of time of pandemics because this is proven, but we don't know which virus or a fungi or whatever is going to be the next agent. But what I think we have to think about, we have to look at in a more holistic type of thing and, you know, think about that things are going to happen, be prepared. And one thing that I also say that this last pandemic taught us is to work together. You know, share data, share and be transparent, because, you know, just after, you know, things, the sequence of the virus was shared, you know, the vaccine companies start to, you know, to work, and companies that were, they compete with each other, they start to work together. So I think that was a good lesson. So I think that is, maybe that's what One Health tells us. You know, we are in the same planet. There is no plan B, you know, our planet B. We have to deal with what we have here and use the resources that we have and right? Work with the people that we have now.
Collaborate with the people we have now to provide solutions to the problems that we have. I think that's very well said. And Janice, I thank you very much for coming on and sharing that message with our audience. It's our reality going forward, and it's one we have to embrace.
Thank you very much. It was my pleasure, and I was very happy to be invited and be part of this project. Thank you so much.
Well, thanks to our audience, Janice. We certainly couldn't do this if they didn't tune in to your episode and all the others that we put out. To the audience, if you haven't checked out our website, please go to swinehealthblackbelt.com. Please subscribe to the podcast so that you can catch not only Janice's episode, but all the ones we put out every week. For Dr. Janice Zanella, I'm Dr. Clayton Johnson. Thank you so much for joining us, and please have a great rest of your day.